enjoy this medicine, do you know?
That he'll prescribe when he comes, according to the condition.
But he had said once a week.
He said something like that. Then he said, not yet.
We can speak to him, Srila Prabhupada. Not sure what the dose is. You can speak to him.
Hare Krishna.
Part of Ayurveda.
Hare Krishna.
What is the dose of Makapurusa? He can tell you how much.
Banbari
Vaidya
also can tell.
Okay. Can suppose, okay. If he likes, he can have. And it will not interfere with my medicine. You understand, man?
Yes.
It will not interfere with my medicine.
We have prepared some golden and pearl and musk.
Moti pishti. Oh, that he can have?
No, this is moti pishti. This is makarudhaj. The makarudhaj, there are three different ingredients of makarudhaj.
Makarudhaj is different, but what?
Golden that gave to Bhamarudhaj?
This is gold, musk and pearl.
Pearl.
That was this.
मोती पिस्ती में वही होता है
ये दिस इज मकर था जो आशा
अच्छा मोती पिस्ती एज वेल एज मकर था आर प्रिपेयर्ड विद द सेम थिंग
नो इन मकर था ज मास्क एंड गोल्ड एंड पर्ल इज
यूज्ड बिकॉज़ मोती पिस्ती में गोल्ड एंड पर्ल्स आर देयर
बट इन मकर था जो आशा
आई डोंट नो अबाउट दैट So we can ask Vedji what is the dose and which one is better, whether Moti Pishti or this. Because Moti Pishti is usually given Aitvati, Rojana, honey ke saath dete hain. I don't know about this.
We can find out.
Is that?
And that can be given, it won't interfere with your treatment.
No. Anything more?
What I can say. You belong to some Vaishnava Sampradaya? Huh?
Yes, of course I am Vaishnava. But not by
initiation.
Your family belongs to which Vaishnava Sampradaya? There are four Sampradayas.
There are four Sampradayas. Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami.
I don't know myself. Mm-hmm. Because I know only this much, that I'm a man and a Hindu, that's all. Banya, by caste, by born, and their family. Profession, my salary.
Where is your family originally from? Which area of the country?
Initially belongs to district Mathura itself, in Blaze near Mathura.
For many centuries, do you know?
No. My father migrated from this place to district Agra, which is Firozabad, in 1945.
Before that time?
Before that I was hardly 2 years old.
Your forefathers were from any part of India besides this?
No, they always belong to this UP.
Acha. Yes.
In Vrindavan. That perhaps he could stop there and just inquire whether they had any Kaviraj there, because that's Ramanuja Sampradaya. Shall he do that?
Yeah, he's starting to guess.
Now, I'm Bhakti.
Bhakti Charu is just waiting to go and get the Kaviraj in the front. Do you want me to bring him?
Got him.
He's up in the Aradeshka.
They will simply guess.
Oh, he's guessing.
On and on.
So, it is Kaliya. Now, take Mokadhar Mandal and leave everything on this.
Take that medicine and leave everything to Krishna.
That's Mahaprabhu.
Yes. We felt that your dream, Srila Prabhupada, was very significant.
Dr. Chigman, he's finished. Don't try. You simply guess and make things complicated.
Here's Bhakti Charu, Srila Prabhupada.
So, again. Other Ravan Sampradaya Kaviraj, Sake, Sake Niyasa, Ramadhan A Kaviraj.
Achhe Dujan Kiyam, Achhe Shurupurpa.
Dakshari Chirvan Kaviraj.
তবে আপনার প্রস্রাবটা কিন্তু ক্লিয়ার হয়েছে শিল প্রভুপাদ এই কয়দিনে। আগে ওই ওষুধটা নেওয়ার আগে রং যেরকম ছিল, মানে প্রস্রাবের অর্ধেকটা এই রেসিডি উপর ছিল, এখন তো একদম ক্লিয়ার হয়ে গেছে।
We're not sure that that was the result of the medicine or the result of liquid intake.
I mean, urine has been clear for 5 months in a row. Suddenly it got unclear for 3 days. And Prabhupada wasn't drinking anything. Then as soon as he drank, it became clear. So I can't conclude that it was a doctor.
So Prabhupada, tell us when you go, you can hear the Kaviraj then.
Hmm. Bhakti has said.
Well, he was stumped as to why you had no appetite. And he said that possibly because you are taking less air in your left lung than in your right lung, there may be some infection in the lung. He said that generally is denoted also by lack of appetite, of some tubercular or pleurisy or pneumatic nature.
So he's prescribing that anti-tuberculin drug called isotoxin, that's also called isoniazid, that is anti-tuberculin drug that he's prescribing.
But he doesn't even know. He doesn't even know if it's tuberculous.
Huh? He didn't prescribe any medicine.
One of the medicines is that isotoxin.
Yeah, isotoxin.
I asked him, what
very,
is it?
It's a very, very strong drug. Very, very strong drug. It's a very heavy effect.
Isotoxin is that, is also called isoniazid. Yeah. It's a chemical name. I know that I discussed with
it's
you.
Doctor.
Then he said, he moved to the hospital.
Then they'll say, move to the hospital.
Then he'll take care of me.
We will never allow them to remove you to hospital, Srila Prabhupada.
We'll have to get them according to his advice.
Therefore, we asked yesterday. Therefore, we asked you yesterday for your guidance.
No, I didn't guide. Don't move me to the hospital, but they'll kill me here.
We won't suffer, but
never.
But if you are disgusted, that is another thing.
One thing though, if we take the X-ray, it will pretty much clearly tell what it is in the tuberculosis infection in the lungs.
We are expecting
if we are disgusted?
Yeah.
No.
Never seen.
Service at your divine lotus feet is the perfection of life. Our only fear is that your divine grace may become disgusted.
Well,
doctor treatment is finished.
Taking these strong medicines without eating is very difficult.
Yes.
Many side effects.
Anyway, we gave him chance. Your divine grace gave him a fair chance to.
Actually, the whole thing only began because Dr. Ghosh came. Actually, you didn't want Dr. Ghosh to come, but it was too late. We had already sent Loknath. So once Dr. Ghosh came, we were obligated to try this allopathic medicines. It was Dr. Ghosh who brought Dr. Gopal. Otherwise, from your own choice, we would not have, you know, we were obligated because of Dr. Ghosh's coming. Naturally, he came so long, such a distance. And from the beginning, you always don't like this allopathic. You never like it very much.
I feel myself. Let the Kabulajas come. Let Makura Dhat. One after another, they make the things complicated. What is your opinion?
We all feel, Srila Prabhupada, that your direction is absolutely perfect. Is coming directly from the spiritual platform. Therefore, anything which you tell us to do, we want to do. And we have full faith and confidence that it is absolutely correct. But we don't have full faith and confidence in people who are materially conditioned. Therefore, we have taken you as our spiritual master. You have perfect knowledge of everything spiritual, and you have perfect knowledge of everything material.
All of you agree to this?
Do we all agree?
Yes, yes. Robot.
When I give direction, simply I want to know about the Mukhara Dhan, consenting about the Kavyaj. My shop, please tell.
Go ahead, Pancho.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Mild
watch over.
Mild Kirtan.
Mild Kirtan. He one hands to do this kirtan.
They're avoiding.
They're avoiding? I don't think so.
Who's it?
Bharadwaj and Hansadina.
Hansadina was here at lunchtime.
Bharadwaj came also. He was here most of the morning.
Resting at that time. But
they sang for nearly 2 or 3 hours.
Bharadwaj, a little wheel.
And he said, as soon as you wake up, then he will come.
I don't think anyone is avoiding Srila Prabhupada.
I was just thinking that the doctor seems doesn't know very well. Divine grace instructs us, we're ready to serve.
I cannot read it.
one moment.
I cannot live without your company.
And we cannot live without your company, Srila Prabhupada. So you stay here and we'll stay with you.
You stay forever, Srila Prabhupada.
Do that.
Yes, it's a failure, aliphatic treatment.
Down on and let us try.
Srila Prabhupada Upendra wants to know if he can give you a bath.
Why am I not bathed?
So after the bath we'll have Bhagwat. Okay.
And stop on maybe.
This is the real medicine.
The trouble with the allopathic medicine is that they have so much side effects that it might make very uncomfortable to.
It is already uncomfortable.
I think that this doctor's desire, you have seen through. His desire was to remove you from here somehow or other. First to remove you for an x-ray, then...
Another trick they have is that you have one trouble, so they give you a medicine, but the medicine causes a worse trouble. And eventually such bad trouble is created that they get you depending on them. And then they say, now the only thing left, you must come to the hospital for operation. Then they kill you.
Yeah, injection operation.
He was asking us, does your Guruji have any, will he take an injection? And we said no. He was hopeless. He was guessing.
Yeah, he didn't know the real cause.
Means of knowing mercy.
I have many medical friends. They frankly admit that most oftentimes they kill the patients in the name of treating, because that it turns out that they it was the wrong medicine that they gave.
Name is Hitsaran Sharma.
And that's what I did. He's prescription was you prayed for another.
I didn't follow. Recently, whose
prescription replaced by another?
No, but recently
he had some trouble.
Hits or run.
So what is it called? Pathology.
What is it called?
Pathology. Oh, pathology. No.
No. Laboratory
test. Testing. What's laboratory test called?
Pathology.
Pathology.
So his case was transferred to another.
Oh boy.
Is it?
One after another.
Mixed
the transfer?
Up. Was mixed up.
Oh.
His diagnosis was given to someone else. They made a mistake and they treated the other person.
And he has been treated as tuberculosis.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Sometimes they make the operations and they leave the knife in. And they sew the knife up inside after they make an operation. Or the scissors, they take some clamps and they sew them inside the wound. And then the man says, oh, I have a pain in my side. And they say, oh, new disease. And they make another operation and take out the clamps with the knife.
Yeah, sometimes they only depend on machines, these medical doctors. That's why he's mentioning about x-ray. To these machines, you cannot tell the correct diagnosis.
I have got many experiences. And in my family life, one servant, Kashiram.
Kashiram.
His name was Kashiram. So he was howling, howling. So we took him to the hospital. And so many students and doctors surrounded. They diagnosed something, strangulation, like that.
Strangulation.
Then they are prepared to surgical operation.
Surgical operation.
Then another experienced doctor came. He said, let us wait today. So he was kept in the hospital. And we came back. That's Kashiram, another friend, a servant of the neighborhood.
Another friend, servant of the neighborhood.
He said, Babuji, he is drunk, please.
He got a little drunk.
So I said, don't do it, don't do it. The next morning, he came back and said, the doctor said, you are all right, you can go.
He was just drunk from liquor.
I had a similar story. This is my own personal experience. In 1974, I came here in India. Then I got malaria in the United States in summer 1975. Then temperature was very high. I went to the Baptist Hospital in Atlanta. They thought it was a virus, viral infection. They couldn't diagnose. Then they gave some medicine. And then I went. But then started again the following day. Then I went to another doctor. He could not diagnose. So they gave me glucose injection, a big bottle, thinking that it was a strange viral infection. So about 6-7 doctors, they couldn't diagnose for 3-4 days. Then one day, there was a doctor who came from Vietnam. He had some experience in tropical disease. So he thought it might be malarial fever. Then after that, I was surrounded by many doctors, thinking that it was a strange disease before. But they diagnosed later, but it was not right. They did all the wrong medicine, thinking it was a viral infection. This is in America, just 2 years ago.
I told you the story of my father recently, Srila Prabhupada, how he had the arthritis in the hip, so they gave him a new hip. Then it moved to the other hip, and they replaced the other hip. So after 8 weeks, he was in the bed in the hospital, and then they said, now you can try to walk. So that they gave him crutches, and they stood him up. And after 8 weeks of all these operations, as soon as he stood up, he had a heart attack and died right on the spot. They were very sure. Now you're all right, they told him.
My great uncle, he had tonsillitis, so he went to a friend who was a doctor, and the friend said, that's all right, I will operate and I will not charge you anything. So he went into the hospital, and in the operation, the doctor dropped a scalpel. And after that, he was very big and then became very small. Never could eat again.
আমি রামানুজি কবিরাজের ইয়ে পেয়েছি, সন্ধান পেয়েছি। উনি জানকী বল্লভ মন্দিরে যে ওদের দাতব্য চিকিৎসালয় আছে তাতে উনি আছেন। তো উনি যমুনার ওই পাড়ে গেছেন, 6টার সময় ফিরে আসবেন। তো আমি বলে এসেছি যে তখন আমি ওনাকে নিয়ে আসবো। তো আমি ভাবলাম বনমালী বাবুকেও সে একসঙ্গে নিয়ে আসি। উনি যা বর্ণনা যা পেলাম, মাথায় রামানুজি তিলক কাটেন উনি, বয়স তার 60 বছর বৃদ্ধ মতো। আমি 6টার সময় গিয়ে ওনাকে নিয়ে আসবো শিলপুরকে।
Plundering business.
The self cannot take a life during the Bhagavad Gita.
It is.
The more you discuss Bhagavad Gita, you keep your life. Who is standing?
Who is standing? Jistadumma Maharaj, Sudh Damodar, Chaparaya Maharaj, Nayana Baram, Bhavananda Maharaj, Upendra Trivikram Maharaj, Pancha Dravida Maharaj, Brahmananda Maharaj.
So, you are understanding?
Yes,
yes, yes, yes. By your mercy.
Can we stop here?
Yes, we'll have kirtan now. Should we leave this light on? Should I leave the light that's on?
Yes.
Okay.
Water is more ventilated.
Yes, we can do.
So last days I can stay there, and when I die, just bury me in the place where you are proposing to.
Your house.
Yes.
Yes, we can arrange.
So think about this matter.
Yes, I'll discuss it with Tamal and we'll. Very nice there, well ventilated.
To go to Mayapur.
You want to go to Mayapur?
What do you think?
Just conditions, Srila Prabhupada, will be proper.
Huh?
Traveling by train?
Very difficult.
It will be a little difficult, Srila Prabhupada.
Of course, Prabhupada came from London when the doctor said he couldn't come.
Huh?
The doctor in London, you came from London.
Huh.
And then you came from Bombay to Vrindavan in very weak condition.
A weak condition?
A little warmer in Mayapur. In Mayapur, the weather will be a little warmer. Also, the air is fresher in that sense.
Srila Prabhupada is tomorrow.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Could you think of telephoning me tomorrow?
Well, actually, it's a great pleasure to take you to different places, Srila Prabhupada. And we certainly never find any difficulty in transporting you. I was wondering that as Vrindavan gets quite cold in the winter, I was just wondering how you would be able to pass the winter here. And I was thinking that Mayapur was a very natural place to go. Now, just now, it is very nice here in Vrindavan. Probably for 2 or 3 more weeks, it's the topmost time. But shortly it'll be getting cold.
November. Mm.
And at that time, it might be the ideal opportunity.
Why not do that?
Mm. I don't think you're finding any difficulty here, are you?
No, Mayapur is still more open.
Yes.
Fresh air.
Fresh air.
Mm. Mayapur is wonderful at the winter season.
Yeah.
You get the benefit of the winter sun, which is tremendously healing in its effect.
November, December.
Mm.
January, February.
I think you once said to us that if one sits for some time in the winter sun, he'll never get sick.
Yeah.
Rub with oil and sit in the sun.
Mm.
I think it's a sound proposal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually it gets very cold here in the wintertime. It wouldn't be very good to stay here when it's too cold, because we would have to keep the windows closed and then they would be too stuffy. Fresh air is very healthy. Open.
There's a fast train from Delhi to Calcutta.
To Calcutta.
Just like the train you all came in.
Yes.
We can get a... Yes. There's a Rajdhani. It's a very fast train.
And they have a sleeper on it also.
It's all air-conditioned.
We can arrange
it. All air-conditioned.
No, just like this train you came by, it was air-conditioned, but I had some un-air-conditioned compartments.
Take 17
the same
hours.
Approach.
Anyway, that won't be difficult to take you. Not
difficult. Yeah. Any jumbos flying from Delhi?
I'll have to check it.
Yeah.
No, it has to be a jumbo.
They have Airbus.
That's useless. There's no benefit to Airbus.
Mm-hmm.
Seats are the same on an Airbus. There's no first class.
Like 747.
And when you're feeling stronger, then the veranda is there for a nice stroll.
Very simple thing.
I think change is good also sometimes.
Mm.
So we should make that program?
I think so.
Yes, traveling with you is a great pleasure for us, Srila Prabhupada. It's always very exciting to travel with you.
And in Mayapur if you keep me in my quarter. Take a little care, Garsha. Take a little care, Garsha.
Take a little care, Garsha.
Lots of care.
They're all at your disposal, Srila Prabhupada.
No king was ever served like this, you said.
Here, in one room, always closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a fact, it's closed. I felt it today, especially when you were translating. It's very, it got a little stuffy. When one can move around easily, then this house is very first class. But it's a because the rooms are such design, if one has to stay in one room, then it can get a little bit stuffy. Just like here, the only opening is from one side. Mayapur will get the cross ventilation.
It's very healthy.
Perhaps there are also some good vegetables or fruits that may be in season in the winter.
Vegetable boil.
Yes, boil.
Fresh vegetable. I can take a little.
Yeah.
Because there, everything that we eat is grown on our own land, Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah. Bindi.
Bindi.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Whatever vegetable is grown there, while I can tell.
Yeah.
What vegetable grown?
Now we're growing begum and tomato and portal. That was when I left. That was the portal were very tender.
I think portal grows a lot of the time in Mayapur, doesn't it?
And sin? Puishak?
Everything.
Everything is there.
Ramananda, what do you think?
I think it's a very good idea, Srila Prabhupada. Very good program.
Gaura Mandala Bhumi. How does that sound?
Gauramandala Bhumi. One minute and we'll
start high Braja Woman.
Jiva Jani Chintamani?
Yeah. So Gauramandala Bhumi.
So
Jiva Jani Chintamani. Tad Hai Braja Bhumi.
Tad Hai Braja Bhumi.
room. Yeah, we have got such a nice place. Open place. Parisian building. Why not?
This will be added incentive to complete your, to build your house.
Everyone will be in ecstasy, especially the Gurukul boys, most of all. They're always asking, when is Srila Prabhupada coming? When he's coming? Tomorrow?
And I will cash those certificates when we get to Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada. Then I don't have to call for them. If we go there, then I'll do everything there. It'll be very easy.
You're getting my proposal now, Chingo Basilio. I have it for.
Now you will shower your mercy upon the Vaishnavas of Bengal, Srila Prabhupada.
Or I shall go there to take the dust up for.
Take the dust
of your feet. I think this is the right plan, Srila Prabhupada, because then by March or April it will be time for you, the festival will be there, and then with hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of ISKCON Vaishnavas from all over the world, you will be better.
Yes.
And then with a great contingent we will travel around the world.
Die.
Here is Bhakti Prem Swami.
Oh. So, Bhakti Prem, you are out of time.
Prabhupada's thinking to go to Mayapur. He says, are you also coming with him?
Prabhupada is going in a team.
Let us go in a team.
Team spirit. And you, Srila Prabhupada, are the captain.
Captain. Yeah.
Captain of the ship.
You have seen Mayapur.
You have seen Mayapur?
Have you seen Mayapur?
No.
Enough, yes. You can have two rooms. Yes. The new building.
Yes, there is no dearth of rooms.
Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada, you are so attractive that it's very hard for everyone to remain in their services around the world. They simply want to come and be with you.
And I got you to remain in my airport, I've been normally saying. Yeah, Gaura Mandala Bhumi. Devajana Chintavan. Tar Hai Vajavana. There is no difference. Gaura Mandala. And if there is any danger, Bhavananda has got his gun.
If there's any danger, Bhavananda has his gun.
Every moment with you, Srila Prabhupada, is so wonderful.
I shall prefer.
I shall prefer. Maybe Sarup Damodar Prabhu can arrange some conferences for himself in Calcutta, then he can come and visit you regularly in Mayapur.
Yeah, we'll do that in Calcutta. Calcutta is a big place for us.
That way he can come regularly and give you a report on how the science conferences are going. That'll be very enlivening. That's part of your plan.
I'm already thinking, Srila Prabhupada, what preparations we have to make.
Simply fresh vegetable.
Simply fresh vegetable.
And mug dal also.
Yes. Mug dal also.
Everything comes to life when you come to Mayapur. You're the crown jewel. Mayapur is such a beautiful setting. But without your divine grace's presence, we're always feeling empty-hearted. And as soon as you come, all of us are enlivened.
In a team.
I think we may have enough devotees to fill the whole train.
But looking at all the devotees assembled here, Srila Prabhupada, the looks on their faces indicate that everyone likes this idea.
Great.
That's a good idea.
So should we perform some kirtan, Srila Prabhupada? Mm-hmm. Or is it Duda Swami's here?
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
नाड़ी देखनी है आपकी।
हम हिंदी बोल सकते
जी। वो महाराज जी आपकी जो प्रकृति है वो बाप पितृज है पितृज की प्रकृति है जो प्रकृति जो है वो बाप पितृज है आप ये शास्त्र में और ये नाड़ी का जो विधान है वो इस तरह से है कर्ष्या समुष्ट मूले याद जीव साक्षण चेष्टा हम सुखम दुख ये इसका स्मृति है कर्ष्या समुष्ट मूले याद हमने जीव साक्षण चेष्टा हम सुखम दुख ये इसका स्मृति है और ये आपकी दो उसमें अभिव्यक्ति होती है दो दुख वायु की और पित्त की नाड़ी से तो प्रकृति तो यह है नहीं मरुत को पे जलो का सतुवर्तम और पित्त से कुलिंग काकमंडू गौतम पित्त से ये दो अभिव्यक्ति होती है इस नाड़ी से अंग जो है हृदय और वृक
हृदय क्या
हृदय ये दूसरी सातवीं पसली के मध्य में एक यंत्र है
हाँ।
जिसका वो केंद्र बिंदु है उसका जिसमें से 100 नाड़ियां होती हैं और उसकी 100 उपनाड़ियां होती हैं और एक एक नाड़ी की 10,000 शाखा नाड़ियां होती हैं इस तरह से वो हृदय जो यंत्र है वो संपूर्ण शरीर में वो व्याप्त है उसका जो जाल जो है तो लेकिन उसका केंद्र बिंदु जो है वो ये दूसरी और सातवीं पसली के मध्य में तो एक तो वो उसमें वो निर्बल है दूसरा ये वृक्क जो है ये निर्बल है वृक्क उसको कहते हैं उसका ये स्थान है ये स्थान है वृक्क
किडनी
किडनी कहते हैं इसमें हम उसे वृक्क कहते हैं
किडनी
गुर्दा उसे कहते हैं वृक्क कहते हैं किडनी कहते हैं उसका भी पर्यायवाची है ये सब
अच्छा
दूसरा ये नाभि के वाम पार्श्व में जो अग्नाश है वो निर्बल है
निर्बल है
बात पित्त प्रकृति है और तीन अंग निर्बल है तो उसके कारण से ऐसा है कि अत्यंत निर्बलता प्रतीत होती है और सदा लगती नहीं है जो उसका जो मुख्य कार्य है अग्निशय का वो सदा प्रदीप्त करने है जैसे किसी को ज्वर होता है तो उसमें हमारे जो गुरुआचार्य उन्होंने इस तरह से विधान किया उसके निदान का मित्याहार व्याहराभ्याम दोषा यमाशय स्त्री हम बहिर्मृष्य गोष्ठा में ज्वर दृष्टि रसान हुआ यानी स्वस्थान से यदि वो पृथक हो जाती है तो वो इस शदा को नहीं लगने देती और वृक्क जो है उसका जो मुख्य कार्य है वो जल पृथक करना है उसका तो ये बात है ये इनका निदान है
तो आप ठीक कर सकते हैं
आप चिकित्सा के लिए मैं निवेदन करूंगा कि वो कैसे भोजन में क्या चल रहा है भोजन में क्या चल रहा है
भोजन तो उन्हें सिर्फ फल की रस जूस खाते हैं
कोई बंधन नहीं है कुछ
मिश्री का पानी फिर थोड़ा सा पीते हैं
पी सकते हैं
और तो कुछ खाने का तो दिल नहीं चाह करते उनको
अच्छा जल
पानी हाँ पानी तो पी लेते हैं थोड़ा कुछ
ठीक है
और ऐसे खाना कुछ खाने नहीं सकते हैं
नहीं खाना तो कुछ अभी देना भी नहीं है जो चार प्रकार के भोजन जो होते हैं चब्बी चोश लेह और पे चब्बी का अर्थ तो चबना चबने वाली और
मालूम है
तो उसमें जो पेय पदार्थ है वो लिया जा सकता है क्योंकि वो ऐसा है कि उसमें आंत्र को आंत्र प्रांत्र आदि अंगों को कम काम करना पड़ता है और ऐसी चिकित्सा होनी चाहिए जो अग्न्याशय आंत्र और इनमें इनको ज़्यादा श्रम करना पड़े और शरीर में थोड़ी शक्ति रहे, जो ज्ञान वायु और अपान वायु जो दोनों विकृत हैं उनको सम करें, इतनी सी बात है। अच्छा, सौम्य चिकित्सा चलनी चाहिए, कोई उग्र चिकित्सा नहीं चलनी चाहिए। यहाँ पे बड़े आदमियों की, जो बड़े साधु महात्मा हैं, उनके प्रारंभ से ही कुछ सात्विक वृत्ति होती है ना, तो बात तो स्वाभाविक ही है। वायु जो है हमारे यहाँ बहुत सात्विकी का द्योतक है और पित्तराजस का द्योतक है और श्लेष्मा जो है वो तामस का द्योतक है। तो
बोला जो ने स्वप्न लगे रामानुज संप्रदाय वैष्णव मकर
अच्छा काल रात को उन्हें ख्वाब देखे थे कि एक वैद्यराज रामानुज संप्रदाय के एक वैष्णव वैद्यराज ने उनके लिए मकर ध्वज बना रहा है।
मकर ध्वज तो उनको चलना ही पड़ेगा, मकरध्वज तो उनको चलेगा ही, बगैर मकरध्वज के और पीने के लिए गंगा जल, ये दो चीज तो चलनी है और कोई ज्यादा विशिष्ट चिकित्सा चलनी नहीं है और वो मैं सोच ही रहा था इसके लिए।
अच्छा,
इसके अतिरिक्त तो कोई शामक या हृदय सागर या कोई चीज देनी नहीं है और वो मकर ध्वज जो है ये फार्मेसी मिलता है
उसमें। अच्छा, बल्कि उन्हें जो स्वप्न देखे थे उन्हें कि वो जो वैद्यराज ने खुद ही मकर बनाते हैं,
निर्मित करता हूँ।
नहीं तो ऐसे तो मकर ध्वज बना हुआ है हम लोग के पास,
सर्वत्र मिलता है लेकिन वास्तव में मकर ध्वज नहीं होता सर।
अच्छा,
मकर ध्वज का अर्थ तो यह है जैसे उसकी यदि भी वो कुछ क्लिष्ट विषय है पर उसे निवेदन तो करूंगा ही कि वो इस तरह से बनता है कि ये जो आठवीं शिष्य में ये शुद्ध अमलासार और संस्कार पारद को घर्षण करके और स्वर्ण ये सब डाल के और उसे कुपीपक विधि से।
अच्छा, मृगनाभ ही?
नहीं, मृगनाभ नहीं पड़ती उसमें, मृगनाभ ही तो उसका वो है अनुपान है।
अनुपान है?
हाँ, अनुपान के साथ में चलता है।
अच्छा,
तो जो चीजें हैं अनुपान पृथक होता है। मकर ध्वज जो है उसका तो खास करके योग बाहित तो है मकर ध्वज का और उसके अतिरिक्त इस आयु में और इतने विशिष्ट शरीर में और कोई दवाई प्रयुक्त की भी नहीं हो सकती।
अच्छा, तो आप बना सकेंगे?
हाँ, बना सकता। और गंगा जल का आप आयोजन कर ही देंगे, नहीं समझते?
हाँ,
तो वो आ जाएगा, किसी ताम्र पात्र में रखा रहेगा, उसे पीते रहेंगे और मकर ध्वज करते रहेंगे, इतना ही पर्याप्त है। आदमी कोई औषधि नहीं देंगे और फलों का स्वरस ही चलेगा,
रस
स्वरस ही चलेगा, फलों का जो पेय पदार्थ ही चलेगा। अच्छा, उसमें ऐसी बात है कि जैसे अग्नि ज्यादा अग्नि से ज्यादा निर्बल है उसको भी सहन नहीं करता, पाक विधि से बता देंगे उसमें, तो पाक विधि में ज्यादा कोई
नहीं। उनको तो खाने तो कुछ नहीं चाहते भी है ऐसे, तो खाने का तो कोई सवाल अभी नहीं होता है,
सब हो जाएगा।
अच्छा, तो बाद में होगा क्या?
तात्पर्य है असल में कि वो शरीर रक्षण के लिए भी कोई आवश्यक नहीं है कि चब्बी द्रव्य हो या लेह द्रव्य हो, पेय द्रव्यों से भी चल सकते हैं क्योंकि उनके तो हमें महापुरुषों का तो सिर्फ थोड़ा आशीर्वाद मिलता रहे, उनके ही थोड़ा ही कुछ कार्य करना हो या कुछ शरीर श्रम करना हो, ये कोई बात थोड़ा ही, जितने दिन उनका सानिध्य प्राप्त हो जाए उतना ही ज्यादा।
উনি বলছেন যে আপনি যে ফলের রস খাচ্ছেন সে ফলের রসটা খাওয়াই ঠিক আছে, কারণ এখন শুধু পেয়টাই খাওয়া ভালো, চব্যচস্যটা থেকে ইয়ে থাকাই ভালো, তাতে অন্ত্রর উপরে চাপটা বেশি পড়বে না। উনি বলছেন যে মহাপুরুষরা তো সাধারণত চিকিৎসার ঊর্ধ্বে,
हल्की काढ़ा उसे
आप क्या दवाई देंगे आप वो मकर ध्वज आप बनाएंगे
जी
अच्छा मकर ध्वज उन्नी बनाबे शिल्प उन्नी बोल मकर ध्वज और गंगा जल
मकर ध्वज तैयारी कर
अच्छा
काजे लगे ना
यहाँ एक वैद्यराज है कविराज गोपीनाथ बाजार में उनका फार्मेस उन्हें उनका दुकान है उन्हें पहले श्री प्रभुपाद जी को देख रहे थे तो उन्हें मकरध्वज बनाए मकरध्वज रसायन मकरध्वज मकरध्वज रसायन में कुछ फर्क है क्या अच्छा तो उन्हें बनाए हैं बल्कि अभी उन्हें देने को नहीं चाहते हैं कि तबीयत शरीर बहुत दुर्बल है
इसलिए ये कोई बात नहीं है वो तो मकरध्वज को अत्यल्प मात्रा में दिया जाता है
अच्छा हम दिखाते हैं
कारण ये है सुनिए
ये बनाए थे हमने
मकरध्वज बटक रहे हैं ये मकरध्वज नहीं ये मकरध्वज नहीं
तो
ये तो बटका है इसमें मकरध्वज पड़ा होगा ये हो सकता है
अच्छा
मकरध्वज तो एक पृथक चीज होती है
अच्छा
ये तो कृत्रिम है
अच्छा
इसमें मकरध्वज संभव पड़ा हो
लिखा हुआ है मकरध्वज रसायन
अच्छा वो कर... तो ये नहीं है
तो
मकरध्वज तो आप स्वयं यही निर्माण कराइए अपने सामने जैसे मैं विधिविधान बता दूं
अच्छा
तो जो जो आपको द्रव्य बता दूं उनको ही घर्षण करा के और षटगुण ग्रंथ जारित होना चाहिए बोला आप करेगा ये कुछ लाभ नहीं करते
अच्छा वो जो कविराज हम लोग वापस जाने के वक्त वो कविराज की वहाँ थोड़ा रोकूंगा उन्हें तो देखे हैं तो उनके साथ
कविराज हम मुझे आप चाहे गए हाँ। जा सकते हैं मैं स्वतंत्र हूँ ना मुझे आप
मैं लोग हमने सोचता था कि उनको एक ही साथ आपको साथ उनको भी लाऊंगा बल्कि तो उनका थोड़ा काम में फंस गए हैं
तो इसको भी लीजिए हाँ। मैं उनसे क्यों आगे मकर